Blog Talk Radio.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Alberta country artist Emily Seal made it into the top 30 on CMT's recent talent competition, Big in a Small Town. Her current radio single is called Crash and Crumble. She'll release her debut EP entitled If You Keep This Up on January of 2013. Emily wrote or co-wrote four of the songs that will be on that album. It's my pleasure to welcome Emily Seal to the show. Hey, Emily.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just great. How about you? Pretty busy lately, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy with a lot of stuff. I'm loving it, though, so I can't complain.
Yeah, it's a great kind of busy, I'm sure. Let's talk about your start in music. I know that you started pretty young. Can you take us back to when you first discovered music and you got excited about it?
Well, actually, I've been excited about music ever since I can remember, since I was probably like 3 years old. But I started taking vocal lessons and performing when I was about 8 years old and started out in musical theater, actually. But quickly realized that I loved country music, about the style of writing, everything about it. So ever since then, I've been singing country music.
That's amazing. And who are some of your influences when you were growing up? I mean, you're still pretty young. You're 19. But who are those as you were growing up that inspired you to sing country?
Growing up, probably Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash so much.
Great.
Also the Judds and Reba McEntire, probably growing up.
Those are all great influences. Have you had a chance to see any concerts either from those people, maybe not Johnny Cash, but the others, or any of your favorite heroes?
I haven't been lucky enough to see those people, but I got the chance to see a lot of great artists this year at the CCMAs, and every time I have been to the CCMAs.
That's awesome. So a lot of us will remember you, as I do, from Big in a Small Town, which was a great talent competition on CMT. I really like the way they did that show on earlier this year, and you made it into the top 30. Can you describe that? And it was amazing that Brad Mates of Emerson Drive and Casey Clark both had really positive things to say about you.
Yeah, it was an extremely amazing experience. I am still excited that I made it as far as I did. It was great to meet so many talented artists that are doing exactly what I'm trying to do, and that's breakthrough in the music industry while getting feedback from people already in the industry. It was
an
amazing experience to learn a lot.
You must have had a lot of people since then have you come up to you and say, I saw you on CMT.
Not really. I have I had all my friends and people I went to high school with,
sure,
that watched the show. So I had some big support from where I'm from. So I was lucky enough to have that. I was excited about it.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and it's a great experience to be in front of the cameras. And as you said, to be critiqued by, Brad Mates, of course, the supergroup Emerson Drive. And Casey Clark certainly knows country music from CMT. Were you able to talk to any of them off camera? Did they give you any advice or any suggestions about your career?
I pretty much just got the chance to talk to them when you saw it live on TV. They
right.
just gave us feedback about what they thought of our songs. If they had feedback, they would tell us what they thought that we should work on. They just told me pretty much what you saw on TV, but I was lucky enough to talk to Brad Mates again at the CCMAs, and that was pretty cool to be able to talk about CMT off of the show.
That's really cool, and both of them really commented that your voice is really unique. That must have felt good, because there's a lot of singers who sound the same, but to have a unique voice, something different, is a real plus.
Yeah, it made me happy to hear that. It kind of just enforces that I am doing what I should be doing, so
definitely,
I should keep on going with it.
Definitely, and you're working towards an EP right now, and you wrote or co-wrote four of the songs. I understand, I think there will be a total of six songs on the EP?
Yep, there will be 5 released on it, and then there will be a bonus track released later.
Right.
So.
Now, can you tell us about some of the songs you wrote on it? First of all, let's start with how long you've been songwriting. When did you first dabble in songwriting and take it from there?
I probably started songwriting since I was about 8, probably when I started, but they were just like silly songs that never worked out. They were just... I was little. So.
Yeah, I guess at 8 you don't have too much life experience, or you're not breaking up with anybody at that age. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. It seems to be in country music that a lot of songs are about heartbreak. So I kind of just write about experiences that I know and I know other people can relate to, which seems to just be heartbreak. Those are the easiest songs to write for me anyways.
Yeah, and we can all relate to it because it's all something everybody goes through it one time or another, or several times for sure. Now, the songs you wrote, the ones that you co-wrote with, are the writers any names we would know, or are they just writers that you happen to know and write with?
I'm sure that some people would know of them. I co-wrote with Joanne Jansen on 2 of the songs. She's from Alberta also, as well as Aaron Goodvin. So he's from Alberta and has been living up in Nashville doing a lot of work there.
Well, that's great. Was it intimidating at first, nerve-wracking at all, to write with those two who have, I guess, written longer than you, let's say, and have had some songs out? Was it hard to sort of put your ideas forth and feel confident in them?
No, I was actually really lucky with the people that I got to write with, because I actually have grown up in music with them. I've known Aaron since I started singing and Joanne since I was 12 years old. So I was comfortable enough with the people I was writing with to put forward any ideas, and I think it made for some really great songs.
That's awesome. It's really, really exciting not only to record songs, but the fact that you had a hand in writing these, and some of them you wrote all by yourself, it makes the songs a lot more personal, and I guess it's more rewarding for you too, right, to share something that you helped create?
Yeah, definitely. It makes me so proud of this project. I could not be more excited to release this. I've been waiting for so long for it to finally just get here.
That's great, and the EP is going to be called If You Keep This Up, and our listeners can follow the progress of that at your website, emilyseal.ca. You're also on Facebook and Twitter, so lots of places to catch up with you. Let's talk about the song. It's the one that you sang on The Big in a Small Town on CMT. It's also your current single, which is at radio. And Lauren Tutte, the great one herself, is busy promoting it to radio for you. So what can you tell us about the song, Emily?
Crash and Crumble is a song that I wrote. I co-wrote that one with Joanne Jansen. And I was going through an issue with someone I was dating, and the only way I really know how to get through an issue like that is just kind of vent, and my way of venting is songwriting. So I kind of took the experience and formed it into a song. And like I said before, a song that could be relatable to other people my age or people even older. I really like writing songs that aren't just stuck to one age group. So.
Well, that's great. Let's share the song now, then we'll come back. Lots more to talk about with Emily Seal. Here is her current radio single called Crash and Crumble on In the Country.
Feeding me another lie.
heard a country artist, Emily Seal, and that is her single currently out at country radio called Crash and Crumble. Many of you may remember her from the show on CMT. Very recently it aired, called Big in a Small Town. Now, Emily, I was looking at your credits and your bio, and you won several talent competitions, I guess, closer to home back a few years ago. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, for sure. I won the Country Vocal Spotlight when I was 12 years old, and I actually won the junior division, and Joanne Jansen, this is how I met her, won the senior division the same year.
Great.
So we traveled off to Nashville to perform in the North American Country Music Awards Association, and we were lucky enough to both win awards there, too. I was nominated and won the Entertainer and Vocalist of the Year that year.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a great experience for being 12, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. What a young age to get a good head start at things. Now, have you been to Nashville a few times since, or how's that worked out?
Yeah, actually, I recorded this EP in Nashville with a great producer named Eddie Gore, and I went down there 4 times, actually, during the recording process.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the album, so that's where it was recorded. The songs that, I guess, and maybe there's just one song that you didn't have a hand in writing, if that's correct. Who was the writer on it, and why did you choose it?
I actually got pitched that song by Curb Records, and I just love the song. It's called Girl Who Cried Love, and because it's all about being so scared to just take that step and fall in love with someone because you don't want to regret it and then realize, oh, maybe this was a mistake. And I loved it because it is a song that's relatable. It's probably relatable to everyone in that experience. So
that's great. I've talked to many artists in here, when we talk about songs that they want to record that they didn't have a hand in writing, they always say that they have to believe in the song and they have to feel it too, even if it might be a hit song. They really got to believe it because they're going to be singing it quite a bit when it becomes a hit.
Exactly. I only really sing songs that I can relate to and believe in, and I like the message in them.
That's great. Well, that's a great reason to choose the song you mentioned. Now, being in the studio, what was that like when you were in Nashville and recording the songs? Were you was it a nerve-wracking experience, or did you feel pretty comfortable being in there?
It started out really nerve-wracking just because this is the first big project I've really done, and I knew that this was something I'm going to be promoting myself with for the next couple of years. So I was nervous at first, but the producer I had was amazing, and same with the band. They made me feel so comfortable and accepted any ideas I had and transformed my work into something amazing.
Yeah, it must have felt great to hear these songs that you had demoed and that you had written. Maybe you didn't hear them in fully produced form, usually, you know, a guitar and a vocal.
Yeah.
Now you're hearing these Nashville musicians put the songs together. That had to be a thrill, I'm sure.
It was incredible, for sure. I'm sitting there with an acoustic guitar just thinking how they could sound, and then it comes to life. So
that's great. Now, when you were in Nashville, did you get a chance, because I know this is one of your dreams one day, to be on the Grand Ole Opry, did you get a chance to visit it at least?
I did. I thankfully got a chance to visit it. We saw a show with a couple of acts the one night. So it was incredible to see all the talent there, and just everyone there is so talented. I love Nashville, and I cannot wait to go back.
Awesome. What do you think it takes, in your opinion, Emily, for an artist like you starting out to get your name out there, to get noticed and start to build a career in country music?
I think it really takes a lot of hard work and dedication. It's not an easy business from my experience so far, and I know that's what everyone's thought is too with anything, but you have to work extremely hard and just know that your love for music can make you get through the hard times and it'll make you progress in this career. So just trying to get out there as much as you can. Yeah, just improving your craft constantly.
That's great advice. And if you had a chance, say with friends of yours who may not have listened to country music, if you have any friends that fall into that category, have they got turned on to country music because you're involved in it now and they like what you do?
Yeah, a lot of my friends actually did not listen to much country music. They are kind of more in indie music, but they've been really big supporters of my music. I don't know if they're just saying that to my face because they don't want to offend me, but they seem to enjoy my music, and I know that they like a few of the country artists I also like.
Oh, good. That is great to hear. Well, let's turn to another song. This is going to be the title track of the album that's being released in January of 2013. The song is called If You Keep This Up. So what can you tell us about the song, Emily, and another writer, if there is one on it?
Yeah, I co-wrote this song with Aaron Goodvin, and this song we wrote was actually, I wanted to have one happy song on this album because, like I said earlier, I'm so good at writing songs that are about heartbreak and all the bad things, but I really wanted one song that was happy, and this song is about falling in love. It's about being able to trust someone and putting your guard down if they make you trust them and they do things that make you happy. So
that's great.
Yeah,
that's really good to it sounds like a great song, but also to balance out, as you said, the rest of the record, because you got to have a bit of happiness on it, right?
Exactly, or else it'll just seem depressing. So
that's right. Oh, that's great. Well, let's share the song now. We got some more to talk about before we wrap up the show. This is Emily Seal, If You Keep This Up, on In the Country.
Remember when I told you that this heart of mine ain't gonna crack or come undone?
Alberta country artist Emily Seal, and that is called If You Keep This Up, a song that she co-wrote with Aaron Goodvin, and she is joining me live on the line. Love that song. Really good writing in it, too, Emily.
Thank you very much. It's something I'm really proud of, for sure.
Yeah, I love many of the lines in there. It sounded great. I wanted to ask you, outside of music, which is your passion, do you have any hobbies or even things you like to do, say, on the weekend to kick back?
Everyone asks me this question, and I... sound like such a, like a weirdo because I don't like I can't come up with anything. I do work full time to support my music because
sure.
it's an expensive thing to have. So I work full time as a home cleaner, but other than that, just hang out with friends pretty much to relax. I don't really have any other hobbies than music. That's just
basically
where
music.
All my time goes.
Music
yeah,
all the time,
exactly.
right? And that takes up a lot
yeah.
of time, and it's fun kind of time because you're writing or performing, so that's where your time goes.
Yeah, I love it. I would never want to do anything else.
That is awesome. What about cover songs, Emily? Are there some favorite pop or country songs that you like to perform, either just with your friends or for your friends or up on one of your shows?
Yeah, actually, that's what I love about live shows is that I get to kind of grab a lot of my influences that I do have, which are a lot of indie influences with
right.
my country influences. So I perform a lot of City and Color stuff too, as well as Lights. I really love Lights and
yeah.
a lot of Miranda Lambert. So those are some covers that I do.
Nice. Miranda Lambert. Now, The House That Built Me, would that be one of them?
No, it isn't.
No?
I wish
okay.
it was, though. I should learn that one.
It's a good one. Do you do some more of up-tempo stuff?
Yeah, I do Kerosene, Gunpowder, and Lead, and More Like Her.
Okay, great. Those are kind of those angry female songs.
yeah, exactly.
They fall into that category. But no, I love Miranda Lambert. She has some great, great songs. Duet partners, have you given any thought, Emily, at this point, or even whether it's a realistic choice or not, but somebody in the country music world you'd like to sing a duet with?
I'm not sure, actually. I have never really thought about that. I know that I would love to work with the group The Small Town Pistols.
Oh, they're awesome,
They're incredible. I have always, always loved them, even when they were the Wilkinsons. But
exactly. On the scene
yeah,
now is Tyler and Amanda Wilkinson, of course, Small Town Pistols, some great songs they've had out already.
Yeah, they're extremely talented.
Those are some really, really good choices. I like the Small Town Pistols a lot. So this album now is going to have, as you mentioned, 5 songs and a bonus track. Do you have plans down the road to put together a full album, say 10 or 11 songs? Is that your ultimate goal after this?
I think I'm going to keep releasing EPs until I kind of feel ready to do a full-length CD. I think it would
right.
be foolish for me to do a full-length CD at this point in time. So I'm already trying to write songs for the next one. So it's a never-ending process for sure.
Isn't that great? Now, when you write songs, a lot of times, obviously, you're writing songs based on your own experience and for yourself. But, Emily, have you ever written a song or when it was done, thought to yourself, boy, this would be great for Miranda Lambert or Carrie Underwood, someone like that? And have you ever considered pitching some of your songs to other artists?
I've never actually thought about that. That's a cool idea. I'm surprised I haven't thought of that. But yeah,
that
I don't know. That would be interesting for sure.
It'd be fun to do to get a song out there and see if, whether it's a Canadian artist too, if somebody would record the song, and then you would be a songwriter sort of separate from being an artist.
Yeah, I think that would actually be really interesting to take that turn with music also. I love expanding anything I can with music. So, yeah, I think I'll actually try that. Thank you.
There you go. That's awesome. Now, in our remaining moments here, speaking with Emily Seal live on the line from Alberta, just wondering if you could give some advice to performers out there, maybe people your age or even younger because you started very young. What advice would you give them to sort of get the first few steps towards building a music career?
Like I said earlier, just work extremely hard. Accept that you're never finished learning. You always will have more to learn, and you can always improve more. Also, just try to, like, advance your show as much as you can. Get out there, get in people's faces, show them what you're about, stick to your influences, and don't be afraid to let people see who you are as an artist. If that's what I do anyways. I try to just be who I am.
Yeah, that's so important to be who you are because people watching and listening can pick up on that if you're being genuine or not. What about stage fright or just shyness? Is that something you had to overcome or you have a secret or a trick to that, to feeling comfortable in front of a lot of people?
When I was younger, I definitely went through that. Not so much anymore, but you just pretty much have to get into your zone, which happens just a couple times after performances, and you just get so into the music that you're not concentrating on the people in the audience. You're just concentrating on what you're doing and what it is that you're loving about the music that you're singing.
Yeah, that is great. I love that. Emily, thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll send a big thank you to Lauren Tutte, of course, who set this interview up and who works with getting your music out there. She does a great job, doesn't she?
She's amazing. I love her. Thank you so much also for having me.
It's been my pleasure, Emily. Hope to do it again down the road and check out some more of your songs. All the best.
Thank you very much.
My guest today has been Alberta country artist Emily Seal. Her debut EP will be released January 2013. It'll be called If You Keep This Up, and you can visit her online at emilyseal.ca. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.